Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Hello, 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 and happy Monday morning, everybody. Here we are another week already into December. Can you believe it? Oh, my goodness. Okay, so as usual, my switchboard is completely full, but please, if you are trying to get through, as soon as I get done with one caller, call in. You might get on the switchboard. I might be able to help you today. As you know, when I connect with you, please have your question ready. Make sure you know what you want to ask me. Please do not ask for a full-on reading because that will take way too much time and there are too many people waiting and it is unfair to people who have been waiting. There are people who have been calling in for months trying to get through. So let's be efficient and let's be fair with everybody on the lines today. If you want to make a connection with a loved one, please, by all means, I am so happy to do that for you, but please know the name of the loved one and their relationship to you so it, again, can just be fast and efficient. If you are listening and you don't get through, do not feel badly because I will be doing clearings today on everyone. So if you're just listening to the show, you should feel clearing. And because it's the holidays, and I love the holidays. I love the holidays so stinking much. I love this time of year because everybody's a little softer. Everybody's a little happier. And they're thinking of other people. It gives us something to do other than our mundane day-to-day life. So I am right now going to start the show with clearing that everybody has a happy holiday. So here we go. And you might feel something, and if you always have a happy holidays, you might not feel something. Okay, so two little pieces of office information. Create a Life You Love has two new episodes out. One of them is a little bit hilarious. It's on creating a signature holiday cocktail for your parties. And the other one is with attorney Scott Wagner. Both of these shows are up on WSCS, which is the station that they air on also. If you'd like to see either of those shows, you can go to my Facebook page, to my website, maybe tomorrow on my website because I've been procrastinating. They're not on my site yet. Okay, maybe tomorrow on my site, but they're up on WSCS on video on demand. Just put in my name. Let's do this thing. I want to get to my very first caller. Now, everybody who has called in literally seconds apart. You must have all gotten on the switchboard at the exact same time. I'm going to say that is probably very true. The very first person that I am going to go to is area code 780. Hello, 780. How are you today?
Good. Thanks so much, Tony, for taking my call.
Absolutely. My pleasure and an honor to be able to help you. Do you have a question or a connection you'd like to make today?
Yes, with my mother, Yumi Saka.
Okay. So I'm seeing a couple people step through. She is clearly not alone on the other side. The first person I'm seeing step through had at least at one time had dark hair and wore it like a little bit shorter. She was more petite and she was not a pale person at all. She was not I always want to say like I had a darker complexion but not really dark. Do you know who this person is?
Sounds like my mother in a way. Yeah.
Okay, I'm really bad at describing people. I always say if I ever
got
mugged, they would never catch the guy. Seriously. I'm very hard. She's stepping through. She's right in front of me, and she's saying, I am mom, I am mom, I am mom. So I'm going to assume this is the person, or that if this is another family member or friend, that mom is here, because I keep hearing, I am mom, I am mom, I am mom. Now, the first thing I want to ask you, just because of the connection, how long ago did she go home?
That was actually in end of April this year.
Okay, thank you. So her connection is going to get stronger as we talk, but I want you to know the reason I'm talking faster now is because she's starting to come through, and as I talk faster, I know that it's somebody coming through me. So she wants to say the very first thing, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for everything that you've done for me. I want you to know that you are a very good, good person, but an amazing son. I want you to know that there is so much love that I have for you and everything that we went through in life. It was hard at times. It was very hard at times, but that is what gave us our character. She is also saying that she is, like she's using the word appreciative and grateful a lot. Like looking back now, as I look back now, I see how everything is and how it was meant to be. I am so grateful for all of this. Even though at the time I didn't understand everything that we were going through and why we went through it the way we did, I am so, so grateful. Please learn these lessons now so that you don't have to, I don't understand that word. I'm asking her to use a different word. Because I don't understand the word she's trying. I can't get the word she's trying to use. I can't get it clearly. But so far, do these messages make sense to you so far?
Yes.
And she is saying that she wants you to find a way. Okay, she wants you to find a way. She is saying, I want you to find a way to be more in peace. Is the best word I can say for this. This statement, more in peace, covers all the terms that she is trying to use for you, all the words that she is trying to say for you. She wants you to be more in peace with everything from the past and the present. And if you are more in peace with everything from the past and the present, then you will... your future will unfold very beautifully. Okay. Was there something with her throat? Was there something with her throat?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Maybe. I'm not sure about that. I wasn't there when she passed on.
My throat keeps frogging up, and I am.
Oh, I know what it is.
Oh, you do.
She wants me to say.
Yes.
Yeah, she wants to speak my truth.
Okay. See, because my throat just keeps frogging up. Like, I can't even talk right now. I feel like I've slept on helium right now.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to say, she wants you to embrace, she really is, just, the, her biggest message to you, my love, is to embrace your past. Let go of what you thought it was and move on in a brilliant way right now. And this will give you the future that you're wanting. Don't be, and she is using the word humbled a lot. But the biggest word she can use right now is to be at peace with everything. She wants you to be at peace with everything. Her energy is getting stronger now. She wants you to be at peace and to find a way to be who you're supposed to be, the way you're supposed to be this person, and stop, I'm not going to use the word she's using, fiddle-faddling around, and Yeah, right. We both know. Stop fiddle-faddling around and find a way to be that which you want to be. And I'm going to tell you, she like literally wants me to yell at you right now, and I'm like honing that back. I'm like, no, I'm not going to yell at somebody on the air. She is being very firm, very stern, very strong in the fact that you need to get it together and get on with it. And not necessarily even in that emotional way, but just with your life. There are no excuses. There is no reason to not be who you want to be on this plane. Do not think she's going to yell no matter what. Do not think for one moment that you can't achieve everything you want to achieve. Everything was put here for you. Devour it. Devour it. And that is her blessing to you today. So you are a little stuck according to her message, right? So I'm just going to test this. He is stuck. Yes. So we are going to clear that now. We're going to start clearing the being stuck. You might feel yourself being pulled forward, backwards. You might feel pressure. You might feel energy leaving you right now. And is he speaking his truth? No. We're also going to clear speaking the truth. Now, for everybody listening, if you feel stuck in your life or you're not speaking your truth, this clearing will also work on you. And you can re-listen to this and other episodes to make sure that you're getting these clearings as well as other clearings that I've done on other shows. Now, the one question that she has for you, and this isn't a question that you're to answer right now. She wants you to think about this. She's saying, who do you really want to be? Just be it. There's no big mystery. There's no big bad, whatever, stopping it. Who do you want to be? Just be it. Just go for it. Stop conceding. Stop conceding. Don't procrastinate. Don't think it's bigger than it is. It's just right there. Take that next step. It's very natural. And she is saying everything that has happened has led you to the moment where you can be the person that you need to be and want to be. Okay?
Okay.
Does this help for you today?
Yes, thanks so much.
And, of course, she loves you. She loves you. She's like, oh, wait, tell him I love him. I love him. I love him. So I'm like, I need to make sure that I state that for you also. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in today. Please make sure that you touch back with me in about a month and a half, she is saying. There will be more for you then, okay, sweetie?
Awesome. Thank you much for blessings and people holding on a phone who lost loved ones on this December. Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. And you are welcome. You have an amazing rest of the day and the holiday season, okay?
You too. Thank you much for your time.
Thank you. Oh, my pleasure. Absolutely. Bye-bye. So, yes, during this holiday season, we do, you know, it's very difficult to go through the holidays when we've lost a loved one. And no matter why or how we've lost that loved one, it's very, very difficult. So, yes, please, let's do a clearing for grief really quickly here. So anybody who has lost a loved one and is feeling that grief or that pain or just can't, like, get to the next stage of the grief, we're clearing that now for you. And let's go to 270. Hello, 270. How are you today?
Hello, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Joy from Kentucky.
Hey, Joy. I, you know what? Kentucky is just one of the most beautiful states I've been to. It's a gorgeous state. I love, there's something about Kentucky I really, really love. So how can I help you today? Do you have a question or a connection that you would like to make?
I'm interested in a connection with my grandmother, Minnie.
Okay. She steps in right away, and she has a very strong energy, and she doesn't mince her words at all. Like, when she walks in, people, like, are like, oh, let's pay attention now. She was extremely wise and she knew things. She intuitive? She knew things other people didn't know she knew, and she knew things. I think she was very intuitive on this plane when she was here also. I'm going to tell you the first thing she wants to tell you is, can we rephrase that, please? Okay, so is there a part, before I make her first statement, and she's telling me stop and just say it, but before I make her first statement, is there a part of your life that you kind of have, area of your life that you're not, it's not where you want it to be?
Yes.
Because the first thing she's saying is, get it together, girl, get it together. And I'm like, okay, before I say that, I don't think I know her well enough to say that to her. She's like, get it together. Stop messing around. This is your life. She is being very strong in letting you know that you deserve better and stop. Stop playing around like you got all that. And I'm obviously channeling her right now. Stop playing around like you got all the time in the world. Don't you understand that there is not all the time in the world? And every minute that you spend messing around or playing is a minute that you are not achieving. Oh, that is. I love her, by the way. I just love her. She wants you to know that there are many people up there that have already passed that are trying to help you and push you forward. There's something you're not willing to let go of yet. You're being very stubborn in a certain area. And you're not willing to, is it move forward or let go of something? Whatever it is, she's saying, she is stating that it's time to make those changes. You keep saying you want your life to look like this. You keep saying you want to be like that. You keep talking. It's time to start walking, is her quote to you. You can't get there if you don't get up off your couch. Oh, my gosh, it's cracking me up.
Now, well, they used analogy. To call her Spitfire, so yeah.
she most certainly is, and I most certainly am in love with her in this moment. She is definitely very firm in the fact that, like, she doesn't mean literally get up off your couch. She's like the first... Anything in the world that we want to achieve, we have to make that first initial action. And then the universe will pick up the energy from there and help us as long as our momentum and our thoughts are in alignment with that. Now, there's something you've really been wanting to change in your life. There's something that you've really been wanting to have differently. And she is saying, if you just keep doing the same old same, you're going to get the same old same. She is very adamant. She's very straightforward. And she is saying, we are here to help you. Just take that first step and we'll take it from there. But we can't take that first step for you. Now, this situation in your life, they are letting me know that by force or by choice, this is going to happen. Does this have to do with a relationship, hon?
It's I'm kind of in the place I want to change everything. Like, I'm saying, I would love the day, job, everything.
Okay. They're letting you know that if you don't, when they use the statement by choice or by force, this means you can do this. You can start doing this. You can start making these changes on your own. But if you don't, there's going to be like it will be forced upon you. And you don't ever... You don't ever want it forced upon you. You don't, because then we're in cleanup mode instead of moving forward mode. So it's time for you to get it together. She's not joking with you, baby girl. She is not joking at all. Get it together and get on it. One step at a time, start making those changes. How many tomorrows have gone by already? Stop wasting your life away in mediocrity and get on what you want.
Okay.
You are not promised. You are not given. You are not entitled. So get up and get it. And don't you dare let everything I did there go to waste so you can sit back in mediocrity. Don't you dare. That is her statement to you. And she means that with so much love that my heart is so full right now. But she says you need a truth moment. Is that a truth moment? You need a moment of truth here. You need to hear it like it is, because candy coating it with you doesn't work.
Right.
You're a bit of a spitfire too. You have a lot of her qualities, and you need to, she's like, get it together and get on with it. Use that. Use it. Use that spitfire. Use that energy in a different way now to make your life what you want it to be. Okay?
Okay.
And, of course, she loves you, and they're going to be helping you, but you do need to take action, because if you don't, like a house of cards, this is all going to come tumbling down on top of you, and you're going to have to clean up. You're going to have to be digging out of the pile rather than being ahead of the game. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. I hope this message was really helpful for you. I hope you really enjoyed it. And I hope that you are going to have an amazing holiday season. Now, I feel like you're stuck too, and I just did a clearing on being stuck. But what I am going to clear for you is I'm going to ask you, moving forward with all that life has to offer, no. So for you and everybody listening, we're going to clear that now. Oh my goodness. And that hits me right in my solar plexus, my chest, and my throat. So I can tell you're afraid, you are not able to say what you want to say, and there's just a tremendous amount of fear with you letting go of everything slowly and moving forward. So knowing this now, I want you to just gracefully take one step at a time moving forward and know that they're there to help you. Okay, sweet girl?
Okay, thank you very much.
You are so welcome, and you have yourself an amazing holiday season, okay, love?
Too, I appreciate it.
Absolutely. I will talk with you again soon. Bye-bye. Okay, I am going to go to caller. Let's go to 630. Oh, wait, 630, are you there? 630, hi there, what's your name, where are you calling from?
Hi, yeah, my name's Lisa, I'm calling from Illinois.
Hi Lisa, you're my neighbor, I'm in Wisconsin, how awesome, I love
great.
That. So,
hey,
Lisa, do you have, hey, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. Lisa, do you have a question or a connection for me today?
Yeah. So I've been looking for a property, and I just wondered, like, what kind of time frame, you know, if you think I'll find what I want. I've been looking a little bit, but I am particular about things, you know, because I'm going to buy first and then sell. So I'm not in, like, a bad buying situation where I sold and then I had to get something right away, you know.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm hearing, okay. So Lisa, what I'm hearing right now is in a month, you're going to find something. It's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be what you want. It's going to be very close to everything you want. If you don't take this property in a month, then it's going to be 3 months. And I'm hearing that March timeframe.
So okay. If
this is December, January, February, March. So if you don't, the one coming in a month, if you're like, no, you know, there's a couple things that are off about the property in a month, and they could be deal breakers. Only you can say if that's a deal breaker or not, okay? You're the
right
one who has to say, you know, I could say, yeah, you can take this property. It'll are very adamant about getting everything that you want.
So if you don't take the property in a month, then right around that March time, something's going to come on the market, and it's going to be pretty close to everything that you want. But you are going to have to wait until March, and I'm going to tell you, if you wait until March, the property that comes on the market, there's going to be one or two other people that are also very interested in that property because it is a very good property. Mm-hmm. And you might end up paying a little bit more than you want to for it, okay?
It's in my price range, though?
Yes, but it's at the higher end of your price range.
Okay.
It is at the higher end of your price range.
Is it in the community? Is it in the community that I really want? Because I'm really, like, was trying to concentrate on one community first.
Yes, it's
I don't want this to be my last move.
Okay, I want to tell you that this property is in that community, but it's on the border of that community. Okay, it's close to that.
Okay.
It's within the community, but just within the community. Now, I'm going to tell you one of the things they're asking you to do is to weigh out the property in the month. If you, you know, look at this property and assess how much it will be to make the changes that you want to make, if you hired somebody to make those changes or put in whatever it is that's missing, compared to paying a little bit more down the line. It's up to you. Whatever you want to do, there's no wrong answer here. Either way, you're going to get everything you want. Location, there, as you said, is very important to you. Both of these properties are within that community. One of them is a better price. The other one is a better fit. So you're going to have to make that decision. You're going to have to figure out where you, what's your priority.
What's the most important priority? Because it still has to fit in tax-wise and, you know, assessment and all that. So I assume both will, because I won't even consider it if it's, you know, a crazy assessment, like if it's 400, I'm not doing that, you know, because you have to pay taxes too. So it has to be like within a range of like 300 to 400, and then your taxes again within the same range and everything. Do you think that my place will sell really good next year? Because like once I buy, I need to like sell this place, you know, where I am.
And you know what? Something is really rooted in that place, isn't there? There's something really rooted in that place. That's the best word I can say. There's can use for that. Does that,
what does that
term
mean?
I'm just going to say there's a very do you feel comfortable in your home all the time?
Yeah, it's okay. I've been here 4 years. I wasn't like
exactly
in love with it. But it's a real good location. It's like near a major area.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter.
Really,
how
busy
does the home feel? You know, this is the selling point of every home.
Yeah, I'm going to clean it out. Like I have a little bit of like clutter.
Sweetie,
so
here's what
I
have only a teeny bit of time left. We're down to less than 2 minutes now. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to help clear. I'm going to start clearing your house right now. It's not going to clear everything out because there's a bit going on in your home right now. So I'm going to, just for everybody listening and for you, this house needs to be cleared. Yes. Okay. So we're going to start that clearing right now. I'm at the 60-second mark. I need to thank everybody. So please just give me a second here.
Okay.
I want to thank everybody who called in today and listened to the show. If you did not get through today, please, I'm here every single Monday at noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. I try to work through to get to as many people as possible. So please do call back. It might take a bit of time, but I will eventually get to you. Please know that I'm sending you all the love in my heart. And please send love out to others as you meet them throughout this holiday season. Remember to check out my website, tonig.info, for more information and to watch past episodes of my shows or listen to past episodes of this show. Thank you for joining me here today. I look forward to next week's show. Blessings to each and every one of you.